mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Houston Chronicle today, LA News today. George Herbert Walker gave Lord Schwarzenegger a massive award yesterday, the George Bush Award, reserved for other trash like Gorbachev and others. And some of the crowd stood up. One person said, I'm a foreigner. I'm against foreigners being president. But Lord Bush said, don't you bet against Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're looking at your new lord. Doesn't matter if you're all against it. Doesn't matter if you're all against NAFTA and GATT. Doesn't matter if you're all against satellite tracker boxes in your cars. You're going to learn to be slaves, scum. So in your face, it's posted on Infowars.com. It's going up on ArnoldExposed.com. And as soon as Paul Watson leaves us, he'll post it on PrisonPlanet.com. I know we've got people that have been holding patiently. We'll go to your calls the next segment. And that's Don and Tim and David and many others that are holding 1-800-259-9231. A bunch of news with the government testing pesticides on foster children, deadly AIDS drugs, experimental drugs that kill them on children. They grab your child and then test drugs on them and pesticides on them and euthanasia en masse, killing babies en masse. All part of the new freedom. All mainstream news, how good it all is. Paul Watson, good to have you on with us today, sir.
Good to be back, Alex.
Paul, what's some of the news you want to cover today?
I think we need to get into the situation in the Ukraine because it's a lot more complex than what we've been led to believe. And as you mentioned, the euthanization of babies in the Netherlands.
Well, why don't we just send Arnold over to the Ukraine? He could be their leader.
Well, yeah, but I mean the same people who are behind this push for this so-called pro-Western candidate are the same people behind the push for Arnold. So, I mean, that would fit with them perfectly.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NBC piece with Diana saying her boyfriend was killed.
Yeah, definitely.
What else are we going to be talking about?
The British ID card, as obviously the legislation's been announced. Several pretexts before that legislation was announced to try and kowtow the British public into supporting it. We need to get into that as well.
Oh, look, the ID card stopped terrorists. Turns out it was never a threat. It was another fake alert, but...
Well, yeah, that's the point. The tactics never change. Right on the eve of the legislation being announced, we had this so-called Al-Qaeda plot to attack London, which was foiled by the intelligence agencies. Number one, the intelligence agencies and the special branch police came out and immediately said, we have no knowledge of this. There is no evidence to support it, to support the fact that such a plot ever existed or was likely.
But the neocons are still screaming, they stopped an Al-Qaeda attack! The jets were on the ground!
Well, days later, it was admitted that the supposed plot was cooked up over a dinner table by government spin masters and news executives representing ITN News. Many of your listeners will recall that... it was ITN News that broadcast the staged Serbian concentration camp footage back in 92.
Which was actually people looking through the barbed wire at the food pantry protected because they've been raiding the food supplies.
Yeah, they filmed the people outside the barbed wire as if they were inside the barbed wire and they turned what was a refugee center into a death camp.
That'd be like if I went to your warehouse in southern Austin, say... and videotaped a skinny person up against the fence looking in. Oh, look at him! Of course, there's a bunch of fat people right next to him. That guy had tuberculosis. Look at him, a concentration camp victim. But the retraction was in the back of the paper, so, Paul, it doesn't exist. People still argue with me and say, did you see the camp?
Well, there was a big court case which disproved it, but still they held on to the fact that it was true when it's a total fallacy. But it gave Clinton the major justification to later, you know, DU bomb Serbia.
Don't talk bad about Clinton liberal. You're liberal. Protect Bill Clinton like George Bush has done. Then you'll be conservative. We'll be right back with Paul Watson. Your calls, a lot of news. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Paul Watson is our guest. I'm just going to briefly plug my videos, because we're only having these super sales for another 19 and a half days. It's a special. So instead of giving a fruit pie or a tie or some sweater that your family's going to hate, why not get my DVDs for $5.95 a piece? We're offering my newest film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04. And we're offering 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. When you buy one of the DVDs for the regular price, each additional one is $5.95. So buy one copy for $19.95 of American Dictators, and each additional is $5.95. VHS, each additional is $9.95. Get 10 copies, 3 copies, 5 copies, give them as gifts. It's quite a gift. Instead of just, you're welcome to make copies of my videos too. Buy one copy and make 1,000 copies and give them to people. Make 10 copies, whatever. But it's a nice gift to give them, you know, the shrink wrap, the color cover, the hard case, the color imprint, you know, on top of the DVD. People are more apt to watch it and appreciate the gift. And $5.95, folks, doesn't get any lower than that. And I've calculated this out. We make about $2, maybe $1 a piece, $1.50 a piece off each one of these after we pay the bills. I don't care about money. That's why I say make copies of the videos. The goal is to get the word out. But, yes, when we get your support, I'm able to make more films and have a bigger staff and have better websites and do things like that. So the toll-free number to get my films, you can call and ask. We got four different specials. No, five different specials going on right now. Just call and ask about the specials. If you don't want any of them, just say thank you. It's zero pressure when you call. I wish there was more pressure, but there's not. I got great operators. They just ask you what you want. 1-888-253-3139. Give them a call, 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com, and on the secure, safe shopping cart, we have clips of all the films. In some cases, we have 44 minutes of, that's over a third of American Dictators, right there on the site where you order it. You can watch a third of it. Decide if you want it. So, InfoWars.com, click through to the secure online shopping cart, or call 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Paul Watson, before we go to these calls, and then we'll get into that news, I don't want to make them hold any longer. Before we do that, Paul, tell folks in 60 seconds about PrisonPlanet.tv, the best subscription deal on the net.
Well, it's $5.95 a month. We've already got a host of other people's documentary films on there that we got permission to post. Every single one of Alex Jones's documentary films on there. Options for dial-up and broadband customers. Every major audio interview from the Alex Jones Show. Special text reports, my book, Order Out of Chaos, Alex's book, Descent into Tyranny. We're expanding it all the time. So, I mean, you could get a subscription and cancel it after 2 weeks if you wanted and, you know, have a chance to watch everything on there as it is for $5.95 a month, or get a yearly subscription, which works out at 15 cents a day. So, for the price of basically what amounts to, a cup of coffee a day, it's an excellent deal, and it supports us. And,
you get a week for the price of a cup of coffee.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, people can watch your entire back catalogue of documentary films for $5.95. That's basically what we're offering there.
And it's in high bandwidth, low bandwidth. It's in four different formats, or two different formats, two different bandwidths, four different streams. I mean, in the high bandwidth, folks, it looks almost like as good as TV. I mean, it's really crisp. And PrisonPlanet.tv, okay. It's a good gift to give as well. Paul, how would somebody give this as a gift?
Well, yeah, there's information on that right at the top of the websites right now. The gift subscription, all you would do is purchase a subscription, then either put the username and password in a card, give that as a gift, or if you live far away from the person, just send them an email saying, here's the username, here's the password, go and enjoy it. So it's very simple. It's a very cheap gift, but it's an excellent gift because, you know, a kernel of truth can destroy a mountain of lies for people out there, and that's what it's there for.
And we don't authorize people to give their passwords to everyone because then we have to add more servers, and then, you know, we don't want to have to raise prices. We've added, three more servers in the last few months because we're not skimping on anything. We take the money and put it all back into it. That's why we did this, because we couldn't keep offering videos totally for free. Most of the videos are still free. A lot of them are still free. Just if you want it all in its entirety, sign up. But give yourself a subscription. And then give a family member. I'm going to authorize you. You can give one family member your codes. And give yourself a gift and give them a gift. It's very simple, folks. Somebody who's completely computer illiterate, but who knows how to get online, you just go there and enter your username and password, and you're in. Literally a five-year-old can figure this out. Okay, let's go to some calls, Paul, then we'll get to all the euthanasia and testing on children and all the horrors we're trying to fight. Let's talk to Don in Arizona. Don, thanks for holding. You're a real trooper.
How you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, you had mentioned earlier about having your callers write in to networks like CNN and such and talk to them about the Arnold presidency.
Yeah, tell them you're against it if you're against it. And say, why is it all wall-to-wall positive reporting?
Well, I used to write CNN pretty regularly, and I had written an artist for CNN, their webpage, who does usually slamming the Republican Party, does the kind of Democratic view. So I had wrote him a message about, you know, Skull and Bones and all this, and his response to me, he just wrote me back and said, I am Skull and Bones. And threatened to report me to his masters. And also, and he was like, you know, don't worry. When we have a one-world government, there will be no hunger, no wars, and so on. And, it, you know, so, I mean, basically.
Well, they pulled out all the stops for Arnold. I mean, he's campaigning right now. It's wall-to-wall, and it's a perfect candidacy where he denies it as all his surrogates push it. From
right.
President Bush, former President Bush, to the senators, Paul Watson, comments?
Well, surely you must believe Maria Shriver that he won't run. I mean, that's cast iron guarantee, isn't it? But
it's like she said he wasn't going to run for governor. And she says, well, we're going to amend the Constitution, but not for my husband.
Fox News did a report on it yesterday. So
lavish.
Fair and balanced. Obviously, the entire article was focused on the pro-amend the Constitution group.
And how good it is and how reasonable it is. And
yeah, I mean, it reads, you know, more than 200 years later in a diverse nation with more than 33 million immigrants. And the entire article is couched in this positive and kind of inevitable mindset that this is going to happen. So everybody should jump on the bandwagon and support it. But there's obviously no mention of Americans against Arnold because, you know, Fox News is fair and balanced.
And they mentioned a CNN poll. Ooh, a few weeks ago it was 80% against. Now only 58% are against Arnold. Ooh, what?
Yeah, about 2 months ago it was kind of 98%. The AOL poll, which they did, was actually, if I recall, 40-50% of people would vote for Arnold.
Well, that's when you screenshotted it. That's when you screenshotted it, Paul. It closed at 70% against.
Well, that's good news, but it shows you that the propaganda with this push for the amendment is due to the widespread coverage and
they're just basting us in it, getting us acclimated. Go ahead, finish up, Don.
Yeah, well, if they're going to amend the Constitution to allow Arnold Schwarzenegger to run for president, then foreign nationals from all over the world should start campaigning now to run for president.
It's not a joke. Former President Bush said, hey, don't bet against Arnold. It's not a joke. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Good to hear from you. Tim in Texas. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, when I was in graduate school in 1988, there was a government program that was bringing over biomedical scientists from communist China at government expense and paying to train these people and then send them back to communist China, if you can believe that. All of my classmates...
You're talking about in genetic engineering or bio-level stuff?
Well, it was basically in biomedical science. I mean, in my case, it was physiology and biophysics. But in this program, I had gotten into this program where all the expenses and fees were paid for by the NIH.
Well, you know why that is, sir? Because our government, the UN, pays them to have forced abortions and the rest of it. And so our government, our Christian government, pays to have China do this. Go ahead.
Well, it was just amazing to me because all of my classmates were communist Chinese, and I said to the people, the administrators, I said, well, why is it that all of my classmates are from communist China? And they said, oh, well, there weren't any Americans that were qualified except you. I'm just looking at this. I had been out of college for 10 years when I went back, and, you know, you cannot convince me that there weren't thousands of Americans that would qualify.
Let me tell you something. You go to UT in almost every class, there's 200 people. It's a foreigner, doesn't speak a word of English. They don't teach you anything. And that foreigner is there to talk to the group of foreigners. They're usually Chinese or Indian, and it'll either be an Indian or Chinese class. They even set it up that way, and there'll be maybe two Hispanics, five white people, one black person, and everybody else is a foreigner, and they have the foreign teacher there for them, and this is the New World Order for you.
Yeah, it's just amazing. The government was paying for this.
Well, that's why when I was sitting there in college, I was making good grades. I just said, I'm out of here, folks. I'm not going to sit here and put up with this. I'm not going to sit here and pay all this money to be taught by someone who doesn't even speak English.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay, Alex, well, that was what I wanted to tell you.
Well, so I would imagine if that was back in the 80s, it's probably a lot worse now, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Well, what do you think about Lord Arnold for president? He's Lord Bush says it's inevitable.
This is disgusting, pandering. I got to catch the door, but I'll catch the rest of your show. Okay?
All right, good to hear from you, man. We'll be back with more calls. And Paul Joseph Watson, stay with us. folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, more of your calls are coming up in the next segment, but Paul, let's go ahead and get into what's really going on over in the Ukraine. And then I want to get into some of the euthanasia and testing chemicals and things on foster children that's now coming out in a lot of the big newspapers. But let's get into the Ukraine first.
Well, yeah, the latest on that is that the parliament voted today to sack the government, basically. So it's necessary to fill people in on the fact that this isn't a black and white situation and it's not some kind of spontaneous popular uprising. because all you need to do is look at the money and the influences behind each candidate. And in the article on PrisonPlanet.com, I characterized it as a tug-of-war turf battle between two crime empires. So this is not to say that we support the KGB-run dictatorship of Vladimir Putin, because there's been vote fraud and intimidation on both sides. The supposed poisoning of Yushchenko was a carefully constructed ploy to implant this suggestion of foul play. Now, obviously, Yushchenko has some kind of illness, but the doctor who did the test and came out publicly to say it wasn't poisoning after being threatened to say the opposite, subsequently had a bomb placed outside his house, so that kind of directs you as to who was pushing that idea. But the bankrolling of the so-called pro-Western candidate Yushchenko can be traced back to George Soros, IMF and World Bank money, which is basically what they've been doing across these Russian satellite countries for the past few years, throwing out fairly elected governments by staging phony uprisings because the government are not 100% behind submerging their countries into the subdivisions of this regional world government. The Bush administration and the neocons that have come out as being firmly behind Yushchenko, which begs the question, if George Soros is supposedly Bush's arch enemy in light of the fact that he funded the left-wing opposition to him before the election, why are they pulling the same rope in the same direction in this election in the
Ukraine?
Well,
they also both support a weak dollar, and absolutely, it's totally staged. Go ahead.
Yeah, if this represents the biggest split between East and West since the Cold War, as we're being told, then it's 100 times more important than which Skull and Bones member got in the White House. So it underscores a point which we make often, and that is that on the major social and geopolitical issues, there is no real split between the neocon so-called right globalist and the liberal so-called left-wing globalist. You could make the argument that the split between Russia and the US was being orchestrated on a higher level to bring the European Union bloc to the fore as the emerging superpower, which isn't something that you can pull out of thin air. As you mentioned, this is part of why they're slowly crashing the dollar. And in fact, Russia's top political scientist came out last week and said the same thing. So the bottom line is that this is a far more complex issue than the spontaneous popular uprising that we've been fed by the media. And as I said,
meanwhile, Bush and Putin are best buddies, and they both carry out terror attacks to blame it on their political enemies.
Yeah, so it's basically infighting on that level, but on a wider level, you could argue that it was designed to get Russia and the US at each other's throats over this issue and kind of resurrect that Iron Curtain. Because, I mean, George Soros is behind it, and George Bush is behind it, and they're supposedly enemies. So how do we work that one out?
Well, it's true. And, Paul, at the same time now, if they've thrown out the election, I guess they're going to have another election.
That seems to be the way it's heading. And as has happened in other countries which George Soros has been involved with in both influence and money, and in fact they had all the set-up for the stage protests before even the election result had been announced. So in places like Belarus, that's exactly what happened. They had another election, and the more pro-globalist candidate won. So that seems to be an exact replica in this situation.
Of course, George Soros has been living in America for decades. He could be our new president, too, after Arnold, maybe, or something.
Well, yeah, anyone could be. That's why it opens, you know, hell's gaze.
It is. When we get back, New York's guinea pig kids, BBC, HIV-positive children and their loved ones, have few rights if they choose to battle the social work authorities in New York City, and they admit they test deadly experimental drugs on them. Also, another article about testing pesticides on foster children. And then another article here about euthanizing babies. I want to get into this when we return, Paul, and then into some of the calls. We'll also cover new information on NBC about Princess Diana saying that her boyfriend was murdered. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Term Busters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wesley Smith, a writer for the Wall Street Journal, has done dozens, scores of articles listing people by name who signed off and said, "Oh, you know, don't give me aid if I'm incapacitated." They didn't know that meant, they thought that meant brain dead. They didn't know that meant if they were paralyzed neck down, begging, I mean, audibly, "Food, water, please help me." They actually kill them. And we've listed their names and posted the articles. And then other cases get attention, like Terry Schiavo Schindler, who could open her eyes and smile and stuff, and years ago could even eat, but they, her husband won't allow her to have food or water, only intravenously. And so she is, you know, it's been an ongoing fight. But there's cases much more obvious. I mean, where people are openly begging for food. And they just shut them down and don't give them water and watch them die. Bunch of articles about that. And then in the Netherlands, where people actually put tattoos on their feet now or wear special cards saying, "Don't kill me," because in the socialized system, we shouldn't have to pay for you. Then we have all the articles where they kill people, don't give them treatment, who could be saved because they want their organs, or people who said no on the organ donor card, they still take their organs. Most hospitals take your retinas. Paul Watson, this article out of ABC News, Netherlands hospital euthanizes babies, and they're proud of it. They're bragging about it, Paul.
Well, yeah, it's another example of something that you can apply to almost anything with government. If there's a so-called debate about whether it should be done, you can bet that the government is already doing it. And it's basically the cradle-to-grave state involvement in parenting, which continues to lurch forward. We had a high-profile case here in Britain recently where a baby was on a life support machine. The parents were hopeful that the baby would survive. They were getting independent medical advice saying that there was a good chance that it would survive. But there was a court case. The judge said no, and the baby was killed, and the government was behind it. At the same time...
And again, our government writes, the Western governments write the policy for China, give them awards. They are the model. And Bush has increased funding for forced abortion, everything. Folks, this is going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bush took away $34 million from one abortion agency, gave $300 million to another. So, I mean, that's very concerning.
That was in one funding mechanism, was actually over $800 million.
But at the same time here in Britain, you've got Blair's Minister for Children, entitled within itself, stating, quote, "For me, it's not a question of whether we should intrude in family life, but how and when." And the abortion peddlers here in Britain, the major organizations akin to Planned Parenthood.
What are you, some kind of liberal against abortion? You communist. You're probably against gun control, too, you commie. So we've got to learn the new double thing, Paul.
I know. I've got to learn the neocon double thing.
Exactly. Good.
But the equivalent of Planned Parenthood are pushing for legal termination to be extended up to 24 weeks. When the recent scientific studies using the latest technology tell us that babies are smiling and showing clear signs of intelligence in the womb after 9-10 weeks. So
that's in England. Here in the U.S., you can kill a baby the day before it's born.
Yes.
And understand, these are babies that you can just take out, give up for adoption in a procedure, or let the baby be born instead. I mean, they butcher them the day before.
And I mean, just look what's happening elsewhere in the world. We had an article out of the Moscow.
Let me just stop you. Folks, do you think you're safe living in a country or in a world where they kill babies, where our government funds forcing women to have abortions? You think you're safe? You think you're going to be okay? You think this government likes you and wouldn't kill 3,000 of you on 9/11? Go ahead, Paul.
Well, this is what the so-called choice leads to every time. The right to die and the right of choice are thin veils underneath of which lies the
government's choice to kill you, yeah.
Yeah, and to pseudo-legalize murder is basically what it is. You have 25-year-old women in Russia having 30 abortions and saying, so what? The article we carried out of China.
Which makes their cancer rate just explode.
Yeah, the woman out of China, she had two children to protest the one-child policy, and, you know, a week later she was being tortured by having her limbs pulled apart, being forced to say the opposite. But where does this mentality of sexual promiscuity, which has led to all this, trace back to? It's the Rockefeller-funded Inspiration of Playboy magazine, Kinsey Report. Alfred Kinsey, the practicing paedophile, who abused children, even his own children, and used research from Nazis to proclaim that aberrant sexual behavior, which leads to a lot of these teenage pregnancies, was normal and to be encouraged, which, of course, opened the gates of hell to AIDS, abortion, disease, child abuse, family breakdown, you name it. And so now, 50 years later, Hollywood again celebrates this, and it's a box office hit. So the foundations of this, which was sponsored and funded by government, leads directly back to that, a practicing paedophile by the name of Alfred Kinsey.
Oh, you're a liberal. Shut up. Bush cares about us. New York's guinea pig kids. This is old news, but we've got articles about testing deadly AIDS drugs on children. They come to families, take one child, and say, let us test these new serotonin uptake inhibitors, or we'll take your other child. I mean, we've read these for years, but now I've got an article about them testing, the FDA testing pesticides, because, you know, it's supposedly unethical to even pay somebody to do this, but hey, when you got all these CPS grab kids, HIV-positive children and their loved ones have few rights if they choose to battle with social work authorities in New York City, and it's admitted it's the drugs that kill the kids. Jacqueline Hoger's job was to treat children with HIV at the New York Children's Home, but nobody had told her that the drugs she was administering were experimental and highly toxic. We were told that they were vomiting, if they lost their ability to walk, if they were having diarrhea, if they were dying, then all of this was because of their HIV infection. In fact, it was the drugs they were making the children ill, and the children had been enrolled on a secret trials without their relatives or guardians' knowledge. Now, again, my dad in college worked at MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility, and people who were dying of terminal cancer would sign over their rights, you know, to have experimental tests done. And there's a lot of this stuff would just kill them instantly, but, you know, they were signing over. They were old. It was a chance they had. Some of it helped them. But with this, they just grab your kid and do it, Paul. But it's not just this. It's pesticides. It's other drugs just on healthy children they grab, Paul. That's been in the New York news for years, but it's going on countrywide, Paul.
Well, yeah, and for the better part of a decade in the major metropolitan areas, the policy has been no vaccines, no school. And so, well, you say, okay, I'll homeschool. Well, you're a terrorist because now the homeschoolers are the terrorists.
And they have drills coast to coast doing it. And now with New Freedom, either you're homeschooled or private school, and this is what it says. Now, we'll see if they're able to carry it out. CPS comes to your house twice a year, takes your child away in a van, or you bring them down and drop them off, and they have them for the day and ask them questions about mommy and daddy and what's in the medicine cabinet and do they spank you and are you mentally ill. It's just fun. I mean, George Bush is for it. It must be Christian.
Well, yeah, and here's the point. How many people are going to refuse that? Take the example of the British ID card. If 1% of the population of 60 million people refuse to take it, then what are they going to do? Put 600,000 people in jail? Same with New Freedom. If 1% of American parents reject that, you know, how many people in America, 280
million?
But, Paul,
why are you against New Freedom? It's freedom.
It's just like Victory Gin and all the rest of it. I need to learn the double thing.
Well, look, I mean, we taught Hitler about eugenics. The British and the Americans did. He gave awards to Sanger, got awards from her. Hundreds of thousands, 300-plus thousand women were sterilized from 1920 to 1985. They would have medical students do it. They would just grab a woman, and they did it to retarded people, but not just poor retarded folks. They would grab somebody who was from a single-parent home who had under a B+, that's mainstream news. They'd have medical students literally cut their uterus out. And this is the type of stuff they're into, folks. The UN funds this worldwide right now with chemical sterilization going on, and they want IMF World Bank money. We got Kissinger's documents on this, declassified in 92 from 73. So this is your government. So keep your vaccines are good. Just trust them. Fluoride is good. Just trust them. Mercury in the vaccines is good for you. Just trust them. All right, Paul?
Well, yeah, the definition of mental health, as you mentioned, under a B+, the Soviet method is anyone who criticizes the government. And that's how it started in Nazi Germany when it was passed over.
We've had psychiatrists and psychologists on. They have created multiple new mental illnesses, oppositional authority disorder, all this, where you don't like giving up your rights. You are mentally ill.
Well, yeah, because they use the psychological tests of people who don't obey authority. They try and portray that as a natural human trait, obeying authority, no matter how abusive that authority is. So if you go against that at whatever level, then it's a sign of mental disorder. The very first case in Nazi Germany which led to the Holocaust was a child who was mentally handicapped. The parent wrote to Hitler, said, "I want my child killed," gave Hitler the idea, the genesis for the birth of the Holocaust. And this is what we see emerging in the so-called developed world now.
Yeah, that was the Nazi PR. The people are calling for it. In reality, it was all Sanger handbooks. But I got stacks of these here, Paul. I just don't understand. People are so self-centered. Don't the yuppies and everybody understand that? I know you want to see, as a listener said, what Donald Trump will be doing tonight. I know you've got more important things to do. But why do you let your child eat 3 candy bars, drink 2 Cokes, and eat the garbage at school? Why do you let them, then when they bounce off the walls, go on Ritalin, which causes all sorts of health problems, death, admittedly? Why do you put 15% of the children on Prozac-type drugs? You know, why do you people go along with this? I mean, I just... And, Paul, it's getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, they're dismantling. You talk about everybody you know over in England's lost all their good jobs. That's happened here. Our industrial base is disappearing. Our currency here is plunging. Our sovereignty is ending next year with the Pan-American Union. I'm not trying to be negative here. It's just comments.
Well, Hitler said, you know, something akin to, once you've got the women and children, so follow the men. You pick on the most defenseless individual, which is the baby, the child, and then basically there's no defense against anything because it removes forcibly that natural instinct to protect the defenseless, which is why, as you said, that's the mentality. Do you believe that your government would not have killed 3,000 people on 9/11 when, you know, there's how many abortions a day, something in the
And now these CPS workers are quitting and freaking out going, the children were dying, we were giving them drugs and we're killing them. They told us, I've killed children, I've killed them. And that's somebody with a soul. I've killed them, I'm killing. It's like that WOAI TV piece 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, where it said the average child is on 7 drugs. Over two-thirds of foster children in Texas are on drugs, over two-thirds, and a lot of them are on 17 different drugs, Paul. They're dying. They're killing children.
And then they have complete control of the adoption system. If you do have these teenage pregnancies, which are fueled by this sexual permissiveness promoted by Hollywood and the media, then there's the option of the adoption system. But who controls that? The government. Because time and again we get cases where the most abusive, backward, degenerate parents get given these children, which are taken away from strong, supportive families because the children are identified as having mental disorders.
This is how it works. Your 12-year-old gets in some trouble because that's what happens when you're 12. You didn't discipline because you were told by Dr. Spock not to. Then the government grabs your child or makes you put them on one drug. They flip out. They put you on 4 drugs. Then if you don't have a heart attack or have a psychotic break, then they try to commit suicide, they put you in a mental institution, and they go ahead and just take the child away from you. And that's the story hundreds and hundreds of times that we've seen.
And so they're taking what is kind of a natural thing which happens in the teenage years or younger, which is this kind of rebellious
thing. It's designed to get you out of the hut to go start your own hut.
Yeah, but, you know, every teenager at one point kind of rebels against their parents. It's a natural thing. We get over it. But the government takes it as a sign of mental disorder and then removes the children from the family.
Or there's dirty dishes at the house. Hi, I'm here with the new Head Start program. I'm your nice little old lady. I'm here to advise you and observe your home. May I come in? Well, certainly come in. Oh, a dirty dish. Next day, cops hit, children are taken. Folks, this is how it works. Let's take calls here. Let's talk to David in Oklahoma. David, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I had a suggestion of an angle to hit the Sportsnet thing on that I haven't heard you say anything on. Maybe it's so obvious it kind of flew under the radar. But for the past 3 years plus, we've been told that we need to be very paranoid, very, very afraid. And we live in a great, you know, a brave new world now where we're constantly under attack. And now they want to open the border right to the White House. It seems like...
And you heard the earlier caller. I did confirm that report. In New York, they're going to hire foreigners who aren't even citizens with green cards to be our police.
Great. Yeah. Well, it's all part of the plan.
A caller said, well, would you be against Paul Watson being able to run for president? We just want good people. Yes, I'd be against Paul Watson, because it isn't going to be Paul Watson. It's designed for people like Arnold, Alos, Schwarzenegger.
I don't think Paul wants you to be the king of England either. I mean, it's a stupid concept.
This is training us to have no nationalism unless it's a misdirected nationalism to go bomb some, you know, poor, pathetic third world people in the desert. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, it's interesting how they, because before 9/11 and before the Oklahoma City bombing, there was a genuine nationalist feeling amongst the patriot community. They took that after 9/11 and warped it to support, which is nothing to do, an agenda which is nothing to do with a kind of sovereign or conservative agenda. But they turned it into nationalism, and it's nationalism defined by waving plastic flags made in China. So they knew that current was there in the American subconscious.
So they misdirected it.
Misdirected it. They do that with everything. But, I mean, with Bush, the first two things he did after being re-elected was he proposed, again, the blanket amnesty program, make all illegals legal, open the borders, and he appointed pro-abortion proponents to his administration. So the very first two things he did were what you would define as liberal in the controlled sense.
All right, thanks for the call, David. We're going to break, and I'm going to try to accelerate through Eric, Larry, Regina, David, and others. And, Paul, I want to keep you a little bit into the next hour with Mr. Lindsay. When he joins us to talk about, well, we're going to have people on who believe that it's peak oil running out of oil. We're also going to have folks on who think that's a fraud and an industry scam. And that's the direction I'm leaning. But still, they're artificially reducing the amount of it, so it's the same effect. But we're going to be having people on from both sides of this, so we'll have the side on with Lindsay Williams that doesn't believe this coming up the next hour as well. But straight to your calls when we get back. And again, we're evil liberals here. We're pro-Second Amendment, anti-abortion, pro-border, pro-national sovereignty. We're against Arnold Schwarzenegger. So we're evil liberals.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Schwarzenegger was here in Texas, told a crowd of 2,500 people at the presidential library, don't bet against Schwarzenegger, it's no joke. You're looking at the man that will probably become your president. And the crowd was not pleased, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're not pleased. We're going to tell you you're pleased. I want to skip Larry, only because Regina didn't get on air yesterday. Then we'll go to Larry and David and Mike, but I'm going to skip over Larry to Regina because she never got on the air yesterday, one of the callers we didn't get to. Regina, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for the opportunity, and hi to Paul Watson. That's an encouragement. I just wanted to say that I didn't know if maybe you saw this New World Trade Rules may cost 30 million jobs. I just think this is real interesting. I agree with you that it really doesn't matter what we believe. And I keep thinking back to, you know, this man that bothers you in Texas, and I don't know his name, but he goes to the pro-life clinics, the pro-abortion clinics, and then tells you you basically are bad news because you don't support Bush. And I'd like to hold him accountable for this Gonzalez character. You did such a good account on your website, and I hope everybody got on there and got a copy of that. Because, you know who I'm referring to, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because the outcome is that now we have him at the federal level. While, you know, these so-called, whatever they are, supposedly, handlers of our think and thought decided that Gonzalez was okay in Texas and 13-year-olds was okay to not have parental consent. And, you know, I think the gold mine is China, and I'd like Paul Watson to maybe zone on this, because I did send you a copy of this article. You could study it more on your own.
Well, go over this. They've told us, Congressional Budget Office, the layoffs are going to get seven times greater in high tech alone. And Bush said earlier this year, he said, our main export is jobs. This is good.
But do you remember after the election, or after 9/11, Bush made the comment that we need people in other countries to have a job so they don't become terrorists? Do you remember him saying
that? It's our job to lose our jobs. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
go ahead and finish up, Regina.
This changes to all the jobs that went to the countries that needed a job are now going to China. New world trade rules. And it's time to resurrect.
Yes, I understand. It is designed to get rid of our jobs. Thank you for the call. I mean, it is designed to. And she talks about Gonzalez, pro-abortion, no parental consent, pro-gun control, pro-open borders, member of La Raza, everything else you can imagine. And the neocons are defending him just like they defend Arnold. They don't care. The more liberal, by liberal I mean the more big government you are, the more pro-death you are, the more they love you. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, as I said before, the first two things that Bush did was appoint people to his administration who are both pro-open border and pro-abortion, which proves that it's not a conservative administration.
Defending and campaigning for Specter against a real conservative.
Yeah, while they throw out the rhetoric, you know, in the debates of being against stem cell research using baby stem cells.
Then Bush brags that he gave him record funding.
Yeah, I mean, partial birth abortion. He supposedly passed the bill, and the bill was overturned by every judge in every major metropolitan city. So it has no effect whatsoever with the job situation. I mean, what is it now with Walmart? If you took Walmart as a country, they're China's eighth biggest trading partner as a country. That shows you the direction in which America is heading.
They've got to get us dependent on government. They've got to take our jobs so we're under their control. They want to get us in the psychiatric system, the welfare system, the criminal justice system, or draft you through national service. Four ways. You will be a ward of the state. It's the new economy. They're going to take the service economy away from you, too. And many of you will serve them and worship them just to have a job. We'll be back with the third hour. Please stay with us. Hello.